Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome to Big Dumb Monsters. I'm Chris.
I'm Nick.
And this week, it's the final week of January.
Yeah.
I'm very sad to see January go.
But have a little joy because this bleeds over into February.
February. We should just do Feb-3-ary. We should just keep it rolling.
Oh no.
Yeah.
But the threes are the bad ones.
Yeah. But anyway, this week we are talking Creepshow 2.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we made it through January with only one fucking turd out of the group.
Yeah. But that was a turd on purpose.
Yeah. But no, we clearly love Creepshow when you listen to this. Like it's evident.
It should be evident before we even talk about this movie. Again, like the same way we were talking about Evil Dead 2. Like you should just know us and know that we love Creepshow 2.
Yeah. We'll let the episode do the speaking for us. We'll get right into it. Here we go. We're talking Creepshow 2 on Big Dumb Monsters.
Enjoy the show.
The air itself is filled with monsters.
Working.
What's up, everybody?
I'm shocked every time it turns on.
Still a miracle every week, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, I'm not a religious man, but that's a fucking miracle if that works every week. Pardon me already. Here we go.
Starting it soon.
Yeah, just bring it down. Mm-hmm. Bring it down.
Class up the joint, if you will.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's Saturday night. We have watched a movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, like...
It's so bad and it's so good. It's the best nostalgia hit for me.
I had like anti-nostalgia with this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Like I fucking loved this movie when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like this was like peak horror as far as I was concerned, you know?
Sure.
And then like watching it today, I was just like, I'm seeing the like, you know, the seams here and there, lines in the Matrix or whatever. Just like things weren't hitting as well as they did in the past. And I still fucking like this movie. I love this movie.
Yeah.
But it didn't have that sense of like, you know, of watching it again and just being nostalgic for it. Like,
yeah.
I just didn't have it for some reason. It was fucking weird.
I think it does it for me. Cause like, I don't watch these movies very often.
Yeah.
I like to sprinkle them in every like 5 years.
Yeah,
to watch one.
That's a good schedule. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I've seen this.
But, they're just like, I was really trying to watch it with a critical eye and I got there, but the little kid in me was just like, so excited to be watching it again.
Yeah. But man, yeah, I do dig this movie. I mean, as far as like practical effects, I think
they're good.
Yeah, I think that's really the highlight of this movie is the practical effects.
Yeah, the low is the unnecessary
writing.
No, the acting is bad. The writing is okay.
Yeah.
The completely unnecessary animated segments, like
yes,
I would have liked those to be live action if they have to be anything.
I had that same thought while I was watching it today.
Yeah,
like I kept kind of going back and forth, like. I do like that the animated segments kind of add the feeling of like the comic book. That's what they're really going for. Like an old like EC horror comic book.
But they weren't done very well.
Exactly. It looks like a Don Bluth film from the fucking 80s. Yeah, I expect like rats to start singing or something.
Yeah. It looked like the shittiest segments from heavy metal.
Yeah. 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 And then I was thinking like specifically the ending with the Venus flytraps, like, that would have been really cool if they could have done that like live action with like practical effects plants. Like,
yeah,
that would have been really cool. But I mean, that's a tall order.
That's the thing is like, you've got this weird, like, and I think I know what they were trying to do. Like they were trying to do like a juxtaposition between these like grisly, terrible, horrible, like vignettes. And then this lighthearted kind of middle segment between those.
Yeah. Yeah.
but it doesn't work for that to be the ending. I didn't want a lighthearted ending at this. I would have liked,
yeah,
like Grizzly, and then you see
the not crypt keeper,
the
comic keeper. Yeah, I think he's like the creeper was his name.
Yeah, yeah, he's the creeper. So like if you just end kind of with a segment with him, it would have been a lot better.
Yeah,
but. You can't always get what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Heard that through a Rolling Stone song. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, the whole time I was watching it, I was like, okay, this is not great, but the story's good, or this is not great, but the special effects are amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole time I'm watching it, I'm thinking of, like, I vividly remember the first time I saw this.
Same here.
Like,
same here.
It is embedded into my fucking gray matter.
Yeah, yeah. I remember it was me and my dad. It was one of those like, don't tell your mom we're watching this. Yeah. Fucking like, yep. One of those like things. Yeah. We were like in my parents' house in the old like family room. Like when they moved it at one point to like a larger room.
Yeah.
But it used to be in the smaller room, like right where you first walk in my parents' house. Just remember me and my dad sitting on the couch fucking watching this movie. Must have been like 88, 89 or whatever, like probably when it first hit HBO.
Yeah.
So I must have been like 10. Yeah.
Yeah, this came out in 87.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, like perfect, I think perfect age for this movie. Like you know, the horror is just horror-y enough and like it's just lighthearted enough.
Yeah.
Like 10 years old. All right. You can watch this one, kid.
I don't know exactly how old I was. I was probably in the neighborhood of, you know, like 8 to 10. But I saw it on TV.
Mm-hmm. Although we would have to skip part of the raft scene.
The completely unnecessary, like
the creepiest scene in any 80s movie ever.
It's up there. It's
probably any 90s movie too.
It's definitely up there. But the first time I saw this, I was probably 8 to 10 years old. My family was at my grandparents' house. So I'm pretty sure it was a Friday night because we used to spend weekends there. So we would get there on a Friday night. And I'm pretty sure that's what the deal was. Like we had just gotten there. And this was on USA.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, because it was probably up all night. And while I'm watching this movie, I'm eating a Filet-O-Fish from McDonald's. Like that, like it, it is stuck in here.
Yeah. Like it's all like sense memory just tied together. Like, yeah.
Like I can't describe to you why I remember it so vividly, but probably because like I had never seen a movie like this before. I was more into like, you know, I was kid movies and shit. And, you know, I always loved horror movies. So I would watch horror movies, but there's something about this is it's just like it was so different from anything else I had ever seen. And the first two segments are really the ones that have always stuck with me. Like The Hitchhiker is good, and I appreciate The Hitchhiker more as an adult.
Yeah,
but as a kid, those first two were just the ones.
I have the opposite. I have the last two.
Wow.
The Blob and then fucking, yeah, Thanks for the Ride, Lady. The two that stuck with me the most. Yeah.
Wow. No, I don't know what it is. Just like.
Although watching it today.
Old Wooden Head is just so cool.
Yeah. Watching it today, like I did have a greater appreciation for that. Like,
yeah.
This is a really awesome fucking.
It's a really crazy story.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's just what it was. And like, it's a giant wooden statue and those like. The old like Indian chief statues, you know, they used to sell cigars and shit.
Yeah, cigar store Indians.
But they've always been like the coolest looking thing. And I don't know why. It's just the way I perceive them.
Yeah.
I just think they're fucking rad.
Yeah.
So to see one get up and murder a bunch of fucking no good Nicks, yeah, I'm all about it.
I do love the look of how he looks when he comes to life, too. It still looks kind of wooden and like it looks like the Primus video for Whatever's Big Brown
Beard. Yeah, it does. Yeah. the only flaw that they did in that was like they used the makeup version for scenes where he still had to be still, like not when he was like emoting or anything. So you could still kind of see him move. It's like, why not just keep the wooden statue version?
Yeah.
Yeah. That? You know, when he's got to do the wink and the nod thing, yeah, have the guy in the makeup, but you have a wooden one. Like, use the fucking wooden one.
Oh man, I forgot to hit play on the movie. My mistake. Rookie move.
Yeah. Bush League.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I really do enjoy that segment. I enjoy all the segments.
Yeah. Yeah. None of them are bad. The hitchhiker just never stuck with me as a kid.
Oh, that one really fucking stuck. Thanks for the ride.
Yeah.
That was the line, like, we would repeat in school, like, when we'd seen this movie, like, the kids who had seen this movie, like, thanks for the ride, lady.
I think the problem was that, like, as a kid, the reoccurring, like, gag didn't do it for me. And so now, as an adult, I see, like, oh, it's driving her crazy. Like, that's the horror part of it. Like, it's making her go fucking nuts.
I will say, also, watching it now compared to watching it originally, like when you watch it in the 80s, you're watching it on a fucking old ass, like CRT fucking TV, you know?
Yeah.
And like
that hides a lot of the flaws.
Yeah. Well, no, it hides a lot of the makeup. It was what it does. So like, you don't see the detail in that guy's face, like as it's getting more and more gnarled. And like, I mean, obviously at the end, you know, it's just fucking, it's
hamburger with an eyeball in it.
Yeah. But you're not seeing like the fine details of it. So watching it like in high def now, it's completely different. It's so much better looking.
Yeah, you can actually watch it degrade.
Yeah.
Over the amount of hits.
Yeah.
Basically.
Rebecca said Creepshow in HD is incorrect.
Fair. Fair.
Yeah, this Robin feels Rebecca wrong.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
Hi,
thank
guys.
You for stopping by. Yeah, no, I do love this movie. I think the one that has fallen like the most in my opinion and in my favor is the oil slick. Like I used to, that was my, I think.
It's the gross out one.
Like I just thought that was so cool. Like I mean, that was such an awesome one. But as like an adult watching it now, I'm like, this is just a fucking pool cover with like shit taped to the top of it. Like, and they're just moving it around the lake. Like,
yeah, but the gore effects, once it actually attached itself to them, fucking awesome.
Also, am I the only one who like would have figured out we could have gotten away from this thing in like 30 seconds? Yeah. Like, first of all, like when you notice it's moving, okay, like it went for the girls, something's up. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to jump off the raft and we're going to go in four different directions. Fucking don't be the slowest one.
Well, the problem with that is like, there's only one beach.
Well, I mean like, yeah, there's one beach, but you could have gotten to land like in other parts of the lake. Like, you know, just whatever, just go different directions. This thing's probably going to hesitate for a second. It's probably not going to lock in on somebody immediately.
Yeah.
That should give everybody enough time to fucking get the hell out.
Yeah.
Or even like when the first person gets eaten, like as it's eating her, it's hey, like, let's get the fuck out of here.
I gotta go. Yeah. Yep.
Or I don't know, when you get to the land, don't stop like an inch from the water.
I know. Okay, so I was watching this with Shelly and she had never seen it. Obviously.
Yeah.
But it gets to like him on the beach, she's like, I'd go like way up further on the beach.
I would not stop until I got into the car and was driving away. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Like just cause it's in water doesn't mean it has to stay in water.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got to adjust. There we go. Much better.
Sitting on yourself.
No. Like this chair is like on the way out. So like my back is all like jacked up and screwy. This is much better. All right. So yeah, no, like, yeah. Get in the car. Keep going.
Yeah.
Fucking no, don't just sit there and taunt it like an inch away.
Yeah. That's what he gets for being a creepy fucking weirdo.
Yeah, fucking.
It's like, oh, we're about to die. I guess I'll get real handsy with this girl.
Yeah. Might as well see some titty later one last time.
One last titty.
Yeah.
That might as well have been the name of that segment.
Oh, man.
Yeah. By the way, we're drinking delicious Coors Banquet beer.
Yeah.
The old Yellow Jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, these animated segments. Mm. But, I mean, if they did this live, it would just be Tales from the Crypt. Like,
true.
Yeah. But this would be Tales before from the, Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tales from the Crypt wasn't a thing. Tales from the Crypt, at this time, was a shitty 70s movie.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that is true. The show was, what, 89 or 88?
88, I think.
So, yeah, this is a year before.
Yeah, it was definitely late-ass 80s.
I do think the horror anthology is, like, an underappreciated genre of horror movie.
Yeah, we got into that during
Trick or Treat. Trick or
Treat, yeah. But I don't want it to be, like, the next hot thing. Because I want
50 of them in a year.
I want
year.
Good ones.
You know, exactly.
Like, yeah.
Like, I do, we've talked about this before. I do like the VHS movies. Like, we get one every couple of years.
Yeah.
Like, that's good for a horror anthology. Like, that's a good,
yeah.
You know, I don't want, like, three or four every year. You know, that would be, because the quality would just dip after a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's the same with everything else. Like,
yeah.
You get, okay, so possession movies were super hot for a while, and they started off strong. And then they went right into the toilet. So now you really can't even get a good one anymore because they've dredged that water.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
think about that. They did it with the haunted house. In like around 2010, where there was probably a dozen possession movies, and yeah. I can't tell one from the other. Like,
yeah.
Like The Haunting of Emily Rose, the fucking The Last Exorcism is another one. I know there's more that I'm forgetting while yeah, that I'm on the spot, yeah. But yeah, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yep. And like, you can do a cool twist on it, but like, all the cool twists are done too, because like, okay, well, is it mental illness or is it actually possession or is it like a cult thing? Or, you know, it's done. Like, leave it alone for fucking 10 years yeah. and we'll come back to
let it sit. And then, you know, yeah,
we talk about it all the time. It's like they did the same with vampire movies.
Vampires,
like,
zombies.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Leave it the fuck alone.
Put them in the cabinet for a while.
Let them marinate.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we've talked about this. I think it's time for werewolves to come out of the cabinet. Like,
hell yes.
Right? Yeah. Like, give us a really, really fucking good werewolf, like, thing, yeah. You know?
Yep. Oh, hey, Art, your microphone might not be on.
I mean, it seems like
it. Okay. If you can hear it, it's on.
Yeah. Yeah,
I couldn't remember if I turned it off.
It's on if you believe it's on.
Imagination.
Just need the viewers to also use their imagination.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, I think it's werewolves time to like come out of the closet and like get, you know, be like in the cultural spotlight again. Like, they tried mummies a couple of years ago.
No.
Thanks, Tom Cruise.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
But you really can't even do like a good. Like, what are you going to do for, like, a good mummy movie? Like, you want an adventure one? They perfected that.
Yeah. And, I mean, I suppose you could go with the horror aspect of it again, because they fucked that up with the Tom Cruise one.
They did. Yeah. They really, really screwed the pooch on that one. But that was also them trying to make a horror action movie, and you just...
Yeah. You can't make an action movie out of the mummy. Well, you can't, like... Well, it goes back to that.
You can make an action movie.
They made the action movie of the mummy. Yeah. If you want to make a horror movie, make a fucking horror movie. Don't make a horror action movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what kind of themes you would have in it. Just like.
Go back to like the original where it's like an archaeology thing where like they're looking up like.
That was almost more of a mystery thriller.
Well, yeah. Go that route.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? Because again, it's a mummy. It's not like it's going to be chasing you. It's a fucking 2,000 year old fucking corpse.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't give him god powers.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So yeah, do something like that. Have it be like, you know, more like atmospheric, you know, like, you know, dread and terror and, you know, something along the, you know.
Nobody fucking buys into that anymore. Like, it's just us old fucks who are like, yeah, thrill me with these movies. Don't just like give me gore and shock value and shit like that. Like, I want themes. I want heaviness. I want drama.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Give me film again. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that hard for me. Like,
some art in this motherfucker, right? goddamn it. Yeah.
Just because it's a horror movie doesn't mean it has to be a bad movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What else is there to say about this? I mean, it is, I think it really does, like, hit the sweet spots for, I think, starter horror. If you we've hit a couple of these movies this month of like, if you're showing somebody a horror movie for the first time, like,
yeah,
I think it's a good place to start.
Yeah, this was very early on in my horror career, and look at me now.
Look how far I've come.
Yeah. Gross. See, like, this doesn't need to be a guy in costume. That could be the statue.
100% that could be a statue.
Yeah. But it's moving.
And again, like, they're probably trying to that doesn't even make sense if you're trying to establish, like, a continuity of the look of this thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, clearly it's going to look different when it's come to life. Like, nobody would give a shit. Like, it doesn't need to be a guy right there.
It's wobbling, for fuck's sake.
It could also just be they didn't want to fucking pay for a statue and an actor. Like,
but they did, because they have both.
That is true. Yeah.
That's a statue.
Yeah. You are right.
2 seconds ago, it was a dude in a costume. Huh. The only thing I can think of is that they went back for, like, reshoots after he was already in the makeup.
Maybe, yeah.
That's, like, all I can think. But there were tons of him in makeup, like, night shots. It was, like, I think the most of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, oh, my God. This I have never forgotten about this. Like, these first two, I don't know what it is about them. Like, they live in my head rent-free. And, like, the most dramatic scene for me, I think, through the whole thing, like, the one of the scenes that really, like, stands out is when you see, oh, I forget his name, but the jock in the raft, where his hand is coming through, and it, like, his ring slips off because it's in the wood slats.
Yeah. Oh, when his foot, like, comes
up. Oh, he comes up and kicks him in the face.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. God damn it. I love this fucking move.
That is apparent.
And it's not perfect. And I don't think I would like it as much if it was.
Yeah.
Like, I like that it's a little cheesy. Like, it's got
a little rough around the edges.
It is a little rough. Yeah. Which I think is what makes me like it a little more than the first one. Because I think the segments are a little more interesting. I think they were a little more, I think they were a little more daring in this one.
Yeah, I do like this one better than the first one.
The first one was a little more polished, I feel.
Yeah, I could see that.
But this one, because I think they were trying to impress people with the first one. Like, you know, you had Stephen King, you had George Romero. Like,
you know, I just realized the first one, well, in this one you have George Kennedy.
Yeah.
The first one, you have Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah. Yep. Also, I watched Naked Gun the other night.
Oh, I have, like, I've held off. I've I've had the urge. I've been wanting to watch it, but, like, I needed to, like, stay away for a little while longer.
Yeah, because we're going to go down a quote hole.
Yeah, I can't burn out on that movie. I love that movie so much. There's one quote I know one of us is bringing up at one point tonight. It's going to happen.
There's two.
Yeah.
There's 100% two. And it starts with, "I boiled a roast."
That wasn't the one I was thinking of. But how hot and wet do you like it?
Very hot and awfully wet. It looks so gross. I boiled a roast. Just
pulls it out of the thing.
They got you with sexual assault with a concrete dildo.
Oh, man. Weird Al Yankovic was on that plane, Frank. Fuck, we're doing it.
It's happened.
Oh, that's horrible. My father went the same way. All right. We're pulling out of the quote hole. We're pulling out of the quote hole.
All right.
Oh. Sex, Frank? Not right now. And that's from the second one.
That is from the second one. I love the first one, though. It's just like, it's nonstop gags. There's a gag in every scene. It's not visual. It's quote.
Oh, it's the fucking the dude in the lab. You got a little something on the corner of your mouth. A whole banana.
Whole banana.
Oh, man.
We're idiots.
Yeah. Oh.
Takes off his gun holster and it's a fucking bra strap in the back. Oh, by the way, Shelley says, she told me to tell you hello. Arthur, she told me to tell you to go fuck yourself.
That's not right.
Yeah. She says it with love. And spite.
Right.
Look, yeah, kind of love. Equal amounts of both. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only love I know.
Spiteful love.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Duran Duran song?
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Guilty pleasure. I dig me some Duran Duran.
Don't even have to be a guilty pleasure. Just let it be a pleasure. Yeah.
View to a Kill. Oh, fuck yeah.
Fucking Rio. Come on.
Oh.
This is one of the last movies that I can remember where they were like, all right, let's just kind of paint this white guy to be an Indian.
Yeah. Yep.
Because yeah,
and I'm like, I'm watching it today. I'm like, who the fuck is this dude? I'm like,
I did the same fucking thing. Like, I know him.
No way that this guy is actually Native American. And sure enough, I was right about that. But like, I know he was somebody.
Yeah.
And now I know who he is.
Yeah,
he was just in something I just saw.
Yeah, I was like, I know this like face.
Yeah,
but I know it. You know, fucking 30 some odd years later.
Yeah,
is how I know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love this. Like, he's like this pretty boy obsessed with his hair.
Yeah.
Took me 9 years to grow this hair. He's a tough guy obsessed with his glam hair.
Yeah.
Like, it's.
Well, because he wants to be a Hollywood star. He's going to go and be in the movies. They light him fucking weird, though, like through this whole thing. Like, in that opening scene where you see him in there, he's like lit in like the most weirdly sinister way possible, but like it doesn't fit. I don't know if they were trying to do like a noir kind of thing, but that doesn't really work in full color. like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's just like the general, like, cause they do it a couple times in the first movie too, specifically the Leslie Nielsen, like Ted Danson one where they have like the weird looking like lighting like that.
Right. I don't know.
I'm just trying to make it look like comic booky.
That could be it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you would have to have like an extreme light source for that in a comic book.
Anything else we can say about this?
That it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I honestly, I raised my rating as we were sitting here talking about it.
You raised your rating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of weird how, like, the discussion part will
Makes you think about it more. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I can give my rating. I was honestly, like, even when I turned on the IMDb, I'm like, shit, that's the rating I was going to give it. It's rated as a 6. But, no, like, thinking about it more, I'm bumping it up to a full-on 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm 100% with you. 7. Yeah.
It's right in that sweet spot of like, this is just so good. And like,
it's not high quality enough to be higher than that.
Yeah.
But a 7 is still a respectable number.
Yeah.
And it gets there on fun and great makeup.
Yeah, for sure.
Cause like, I think that's what we're missing in a lot of horror. Like, you know, you have your like your elevated horror, which is great. And I like that. It's like that's the dramatic, super heavy, you know, shit. Gets a little tired after a while.
Yeah.
I like fun as well. Like, we don't get fun horror that much. Like, I feel like the Terrifier movies are really like the last bastion of like fun horror.
Yeah, but I think the fun is like.
The fun is in the ridiculousness.
Yes, but I think it's the over-the-top gore takes away from the fun, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
It pulls you out of it.
Yeah.
At least for me, anyway. I can say that.
I can see that.
Yeah. But that being said, I will fucking absolutely see Terrifier 3 when it comes out.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I just hope they don't do the super heady, like, if inside Art's head thing again. That they did in the
second one. Like the clown cafe thing.
Yeah, it was unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Like I don't need that.
Yeah, no, solid 7.
Yeah.
This is your meat and potatoes horror. Like,
yeah, this is, we said it a couple of times now. Like, this is a great one to start the kids with. You know, if you're okay with
pushing the boundaries a little bit. Yeah.
Four boobs. Four boobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it'll be that, like, you know, because again, this is what it was for me. It'll be that movie that, you know, that kid remembered, like, your kid remembers.
It's like, my dad showed me this one.
Yeah.
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 It's not the one that they had to sneak.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. God damn. Yeah. I like it's right up there with, like, for me, it's like right up there in the same, like, feeling as, like, the 80s Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Where it's like, it's fucking dark.
Yeah. But it's
fun.
I didn't even think about that. That's like 100%. Like, even the looks are very similar.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a different flavor of horror.
Yeah. It's more horror-y than Twilight Zone. Like,
yeah. Well, Twilight Zone was more like they focused on the crazy twist or the, you know, just like the feeling through the whole thing.
Yeah, there were more decapitations in that movie than there
real
were in
ones.
This one.
Yeah, real ones.
But
that's the sound a skull makes when it hits the ground. Sorry, Lance. Ooh. I love Blues Brothers. All right. Are you ready to move on to trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
All right. Okay.
Well, before we do that, anything to shout out in the chat?
Yeah, we got any questions?
I see things are popping off.
Yeah, Rob and Rebecca have been keeping me entertained, and we were talking about how you were talking about the Native American guy being a white guy.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
About the guy from the commercials, the litter commercials.
Yeah,
same deal.
Italian
guy.
Yeah.
Then we talked about Short Circuit. And the fact that Khan has never once on screen been played, Khan Noonien Singh has never been played by the correct race. Yeah. And they've had two tries.
Oh, no, they didn't they? In Discovery, Kid Khan was I believe, like Southeast Asian.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Works. None of the movies, though.
No. Jesus Christ, no. I don't even know what Ricardo Montalban is.
He is definitely South American of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of places there.
Look, I've narrowed it down, okay?
Close enough.
Yeah. It's not Brazil. He speaks Spanish.
Portuguese is close enough. It's just Spanish with a little French thrown in it.
All right, let's do it.
Sure. That
was Tony Todd.
That's Tony Todd in the worst looking movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What the?
And that bald dude from The Hills Have Eyes.
What the fuck is this?
It looks like shot on like a camcorder.
We have IMDb up and they will show just trailers of things that are like sort of relevant to what you have.
Ooh.
This is the worst. This is shot on. That's Tom Savini.
Tom Savini.
This has this God. Has to be on purpose.
I don't know, man.
Oh, dear Lord. What is this?
I need to know.
We'll be with you in a second.
Yeah.
What if you want it out? Just tell us the fucking title.
The absence of
Light.
Okay, everybody in the chat, right now, go watch the trailer for The Absence of Light.
Yeah.
With Tony Todd.
This can't be real.
It's everything I want.
It's nothing that I want.
Tony Todd, Rick Scary.
It's from 2007.
What the fuck?
We'll be watching.
Yeah. So you guys watch that shit and you let us know what you think of it. Yeah. And no, we will not do an episode on that because I will not watch Tony Todd being that poor of a movie. Will not do it.
It would give us the chance to test the hypothesis that Tony Todd is good in anything.
Oh. I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you. God damn it. Are we going to do a Tony Todd month and just like cap it off with
Oh, let's do a fucking Tony Todd month.
We can do the Tony Todd
month. We have to think of a pun. What month can we pun with Tony Todd?
I don't know. Everybody in chat, you think of a Tony Todd pun for a month. It's got a 1-star rating. I'm shocked it even has that.
Tony Toddtober.
Okay. It's a start.
Yeah, I don't know. October is like...
November? No.
We gotta save like October that time for like bangers. Fucking
yeah, that's prime season.
Yeah.
And we've already done Candyman, so...
November.
We'll get there.
Yeah. All right. We'll move on to trivia now.
All right.
Not to bother you with trivia.
Daniel Beer, whose name I appreciate, played Randy in the segment The Raft, almost died from hypothermia. The water was so cold, his body turned green. The crew wanted him to continue acting, but director Michael Gornick said if they get him to keep working, he'll walk off the set and never return. So they took him to the hospital. He made a full recovery and then completed his segment for The Raft. The crew was like, oh, you're dying? Like, wrap it up then.
Yeah.
Like, one more take, huh?
What did you say you have left? 5 minutes? 5 minutes?
Those toes look fine to me. Makeup artist Ed French left the film amidst filming of The Raft after being snubbed by director Michael Gornick, who turned to Howard Berger for advice on how to fix the blob monster in the lake instead of French. Berger and Greg Nicotero finished the remaining effects in the film without French.
All right.
Which is shitty. That's a shitty thing to do to your special effects guy. Here's another fun fact with him. Makeup effects artist Ed French was originally supposed to play the role of the creep, but when he left the project, Tom Savini stepped in to play the small prosthetic-laden role.
Oh, yeah, the creeper. Yeah,
The creep is Tom Savini. Much of the soundtrack was performed by legendary keyboardist Rick Wakeman of the English prog rock band Yes.
I did notice that in the credits, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really, the soundtrack didn't stand out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, nothing was really, super memorable about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think it really needed more than what it had.
Yeah.
Like, it's the perfect case. Like, it blended in. It doesn't stand out because you want what you're looking at to be like more standout.
Yeah.
I think. Let's see. Stephen King wrote an outline for the movie, which George A. Romero then adapted into a screenplay. The second of three segments, The Raft, is based on King's short story of the same name from 1982. And the other two segments are original stories for the movie.
All right.
Yeah. We have another Stephen King fact here. Laverne's Horlicks University shirt is a reference to the original short story that the segment is based on, also titled The Raft, which appears in a Stephen King collection, Skeleton Crew. In the story, the characters mention they are students there, and it has been referenced in other works by King, including the crate segment of the original Creepshow, as well as his novel Christine, because Stephen King is nothing if not self-referential.
Yeah, it's true.
A lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's that whole shared universe with Derry, Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus Christ, the Dark Tower goes to all of it.
Yeah.
And then everything there is fucking tied together. It's like, yeah. Let's see here. The red neon clock in Spruce's general store in the segment Old Chief Woodenhead is the same one that was previously used in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Oh, all right.
So that's kind of a weird shared thing. The following year, George Kennedy would go on to co-star in The Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Opposing Leslie Nielsen, who appeared in the original Creepshow.
Yeah. All right. I cut that one off ahead of time. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. And this is the last IMDb fact here. In a podcast, Stephen King said, there's hope. Stephen King does podcasts.
Oh, well, you heard it here, folks. We're going to get Stephen King.
Yeah. Kevin Smith, too.
Yeah.
Stephen King said that the crushed cyclist killed by the semi-truck from Faces of Death in 1978 inspired the Hitchhiker story with the totally mangled Revenant.
Oh, all right.
That is it.
All right. We will move on to better known as.
I know you. But you ain't you.
Hey, we will start off, of course, with director Michael Gornick. He did some work on some other Romero well-known properties. He had a small part in Dawn of the Dead. He was a cinematographer on Day of the Dead, and I believe on Dawn of the Dead also. Mm. As far as directing, he directed two episodes of Monsters, the 80s horror anthology. That was right after he directed Creepshow. He directed four episodes of the Tales from the Dark Side 80s horror series. He directed Stephen King's Golden Tales in 1985. I've never even heard of that. Sounds like another anthology.
Yeah.
And then his debut was two episodes of a TV series called The Winners. It was 1975. He was an actor, too. What was he in acting-wise? No, he said Dawn of the Dead. He's in Martin, another George Romero movie. And he's in The Crazies as well.
The amusement park was also George Romero.
Yeah, that is correct. So, yeah, he probably knew George Romero well.
Yeah.
We will move on.
The audio you did hear is, in fact, from The Crow. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that is our better known as segment. Bumper.
Yes.
Up next, George Kennedy, of course, played fucking Ed Hocken from the Naked Gun series. I can't say it enough. Love those movies.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Featuring Anna Nicole Smith's huge dong.
That's right. Yeah. The fucking shadow in the third one.
So he wound up throwing up in the tuba.
You call this a Chateau Lafitte? All right, no more Naked Gun quotes. No
yeah,
more
sure. Naked Gun uh-huh. quotes. Yeah.
Is that on?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because it's going to get chilly with the door closed.
Yep.
Yeah, George Kennedy, probably most well-known to our crowd as fucking Ed from the Naked Gun movies. I mean, aside from that,
he's been in a ton of shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, he has been in a ton of stuff. He was in Dennis the Menace Strikes Again in 1998. He was a voice of one of the small soldiers in Small Soldiers in 1998. He was a voice in an episode of Real Monsters on Nickelodeon. He did a voice in an episode of The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest, the 90s version of that show. An episode of Way, he played himself in an episode of Wings. Did an episode of Duckman. Naked Gun shows up, of course. He was in 75 episodes of Dallas. I didn't know that.
Jesus.
Yeah. From 1988 through 1991. Let's see. We're moving here. We're in the 80s right now.
Yeah.
He's in The Gambler Part 3, the Kenny Rogers westerns. That was 1987 as well.
I think he was in Hang 'em High, too.
All right, we'll get there. We'll get there. He's in the Delta Force in 1986 in the Chuck Norris movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's in the Fuck Boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. George Kennedy has fucked on the high seas twice in 1984 as Eric Larson, not the Savage Dragon artist. Yeah. It's been a while since the Fuck Boat has shown up on the show. he showed up on Fantasy Island for an episode.
He fucked on an island too.
Yeah, fucked on the seas. He's fucking on beaches on
islands. That's how he got to the island.
Yeah, yeah. That's why he went to the island. Jesus, we are
children
for fucking children. Weird people. He was in the 1978 version of Death on the Nile. He was in a couple of the Airport movies, Airport 77. I think he's in the original Airport as well. He's in the Iger Sanction, 1975, with Clint Eastwood.
Yep.
He's in Earthquake in 1974, Airport 1975, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot,
1974. Also Clint Eastwood, right?
Yes. Yeah, I believe so. He's in one episode of Ironside. It's in Dirty Dingus McGee in 1970.
That's so weird.
The original Airport in 1970. He's in The Guns of the Magnificent Seven in 1969. Mm-hmm. The Boston Strangler in 1968.
Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah. He's in Cool Hand Luke in 1967.
And The Dirty Dozen. And The
Dirty Dozen. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. Whew. The Dirty Dozen only has a 7.7.
Damn. Cool Hand Luke, 8.1, though. I back that.
That's fucking criminal for The Dirty Dozen.
He was in 3 episodes of The Virginian. He was in 7 episodes of Gunsmoke. He's in The Sons of Katie Elder in 1965.
Oh, fucking. Mwah. Throw fucking John Wayne and Dean Martin in the same movie.
An episode of the Alfred Hitchcock Hour, 2 episodes of Bonanza, an episode of he's in the McHale's Navy movie, 1964, and in 2 episodes of the TV show McHale's Navy.
You know, as much as I love the 90s movie, I've never seen
the original.
I've never seen any of the original stuff.
It was on Nick at Night for a while. I never watched it. He was in an episode of the original Perry Mason series in 1963. Mm-hmm. He was in 7 episodes of Have Gun, Will Travel. Is from 1960 to 1963. He's in Thriller. Not the Michael Jackson film, the 1962 movie or TV series, pardon me.
Yeah.
He was in the Tall Man TV series, Tales of Wells Fargo. So he was in a lot of Westerns, an episode of Rawhide. He's in the original Untouchables TV series, 1961, Bat Masterson.
Yeah. But I mean, in the 60s on TV, it's kind of all you had was Westerns. Westerns and cop dramas.
TV and in movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I wish they would bring back the Western. Like, in a big way.
Well, we had that in the 90s. Like, you know, we had that period where we got, like, a bunch of awesome Westerns, and then they went away for a while. And, like, we got them again, like, in the mid-2000s.
Mid-2000s, we had a couple.
And we had, like, True Grit. You had, what was the other remake?
310 to Yuma.
310 to Yuma. Probably another one or two I'm forgetting in there.
Yeah, but
True Grit remake.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was all right. But Westerns, yeah, like,
never died.
Westerns never died. They just slunk away to the shadows.
But yeah, no, I think we're due again. We're just about due.
Yeah.
I
would love it. Like, they do. You can find a couple on, like, Netflix or whatever that are like.
Yeah, they'll spit out one every now and again. Yeah. But, like, yeah, it's been a while since it's been like a cultural, like, thing.
I think I'm in that mindset because Netflix just got a buttload of Clint Eastwood Westerns.
All right.
So I've been watching those again.
Ooh, all right.
Fucking, I had Joe Kidd on earlier today.
All right. I believe that's an Elmore Leonard story.
Yeah?
The book. I believe it's based on a book.
Joe Kidd is the one with John Saxon as a painted-up Mexican.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we'll move on from there. His first roles were in 1956 through 1959 in 14 episodes of the Phil Silvers show. I believe that became Sergeant Bilko, if I am not mistaken.
I don't know.
Up next, Lois Childs. She plays the Thanks for the Ride lady. She has also been in some notable stuff. As recently as 2005, she was in an episode of CSI. She was in Speed 2.
Yuck.
Yeah. She was in Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. This is a deleted scene. She plays the guy who gets run over by the steamroller's wife. There's like a scene where, like, they're calling his wife later on. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's in an episode of The Nanny. That was 1997. She's in the 90s Flipper TV series. The Babysitter in 1995.
Oh, I gotta mention this. Like, okay, so we're watching the movie, right? So we're on the raft scene. I have never seen somebody aggressively fake smoke weed before in my life. Just like, it looks like he's trying to kill himself. Yeah. Every time he takes a drag.
You know, you're not supposed to suck the whole thing into your lungs, yeah, right? Just the smoke.
Yeah. Like when he's in the car and he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Art and I were talking about this before we were recording. She has a credit in a 1993, well, the credit is as listed as procuress, which sounds like she's obtaining young children for somebody. That just happens to be in a Michael Jackson video. I'm not saying those two are related, but yeah.
They're not unrelated.
Yeah, there's no way there's not a connection there, is what I'm trying to say. Procuress. Yucky. Yeah, ew. Uh-oh. In 1990, she was in Murder, She Wrote!
The speaker volume's got to go up.
Yeah. Can we just test the volume with another round of the Murder, She Wrote
song? Yeah, one more time. There it is.
Perfect. That's not the thing I thought it was. She was in Twister in 1989, which is not the movie Twister that everybody automatically thinks.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no. She was also in Say Anything in 1989.
Which is a good but overrated movie.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. Yeah.
No, it's really good. It's not as good as everybody remembers it being.
Yeah. She's in Broadcast News in 1987, same year as Creepshow. She is also in 25 episodes of Dallas. She's in an episode of Heart to Heart in 1979. She played Holly Goodhead in Moonraker.
Yes. I love any excuse for us to talk about James Bond movies.
Oh God. Yeah.
I don't know if it's just like, is it just a boy thing?
it's a dude thing for sure. Yeah.
Just the fucking coolest.
Yeah, like I'm not that, our studio audience is vast, but if we have any female James Bond fans, let us know. It's got to be a dude thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned how to make scrambled eggs from James Bond. Seriously.
That's weird.
There's a recipe for scrambled eggs, and like I think it's in fucking Dr. No. Dr. No is the first book. Yeah. Casino Royale.
Dr. No is the first movie. Yeah.
It's in Casino Royale. It's a recipe for scrambled eggs. It's fucking delicious. It's just eggs and a lot of butter.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Where are we? Holly Goodhead, Moonraker. She is also in the 1978 version of Death on the Nile. She is in The Great Gatsby, the 1974 version. She plays Jordan Baker. It's the in the book. She's like the tennis pro or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's really it for the notable stuff. Moving on, Tom Savini. It's the same movie.
That's different.
This is another shitty, weird-looking movie.
What the fuck?
The fuck is IMDb doing to us?
No, what is Tom Savini doing to us?
Yeah. That's blurred boobs.
Large ones.
And there's more blurred titty. What is going on? Is a green demon smoking a joint?
This looks like...
Are we sure it's not the same movie?
Yeah. This looks like an internet show.
Yeah. And not even like a good one. Like,
no.
Maybe one from like 2002.
Eight?
I was going to go eight. Eight. Andrew W.K.?
Odorous Arungus!
Isn't he dead?
Yeah. What the fuck is this?
Cannabis Corpse.
Ooh, 3 Inches of Blood. That's a great band.
Tom Savini wielding a sword.
I need to know what the fuck this is. The IMDb has done it to us again.
The makers of Hack Cool as Hell.
Okay.
All right, look up the trailer for Cool as Hell.
Now everybody look up the trailer for Cool as Hell with Tom Savini.
Tom Savini doesn't have the best reputation for picking scripts. You could have cut that sentence off as Tom Savini doesn't have the best reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outside of like being awesome at makeup.
He is really, really good at makeup.
Yeah. He directed
one really, really good thing.
Yeah. Bad at personal interhuman relationships, yeah. From what I understand. Yeah, that was weird. We have talked about Tom Savini before several times.
Oh, shit, yeah.
From Dusk Till Dawn. He's fucking sex machine. He is in Dawn of the Dead. He is in Machete. Fucking another just awesome, awesome movie. We're not going to get too far into him. He was recently in Nosferatu on AMC. I did not enjoy that show. Kind of boring.
It doesn't really have a great reputation. Look, yeah. Everybody says the book is good, but the show is not.
Yeah, I do want to read the book. But, yeah, the show put me off of it for a little while.
Yeah.
He was in an episode of Lock and Key as well. That's all I'm going to say about that.
it's fine.
Yeah. He's in 7 episodes of the From Dusk Till Dawn series. But, I mean, again, we've talked about it multiple times. If you're watching the show, chances are you know who Tom Savini is. Yeah. So we're going to move right.
Oh, look, cool as hell right there.
He's in Cool as Hell, yeah. He's the Demon Slayer.
That's from 2013.
What the fuck?
This homeboy was in Django Unchained and then Cool as Hell.
And then Machete Kills. Wow.
Please, man needed a paycheck. Hold on. Before you close that, click on Cool as Hell. I got to know if Tom Savini like made this movie.
Not rated. James Balsamo. No, he just stars in it.
Oh, weird. Easy way to make $5,000, I guess. What
the fuck did this guy do?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm in a tuxedo and sneakers. Isn't it wacky? he's acted and directed. I just want to see what he's directing. How do you have? I'm sorry, he does not have 18 upcoming projects. Fuck you.
I mean, it's easy to do when you film them on a fucking camcorder in a week.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Hollywood Werewolf. I've never heard of any of these.
Yeah, no shit.
From Dusk Till Bong. Oh, no. Toomey the Hungry Tumor. 14 Ghosts. Oh, Troma Presents.
Yeah, that I was going to say, these all sound like Troma movies.
I Cool bet as they Hell are. 2 is a fucking sequel?
I bet this is all Troma shit.
I feel it's icky. So bad. We're going to move on.
I feel icky.
Yeah. Up next, we have Dorothy L'Amour. Just want to make sure I answered that. Yeah.
Who in apparently the 30s was kind of a fox.
Yeah. 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 Like a Schenectady 5.
I love how we just shit on Schenectady every chance we get.
The main reason I saved her because in 1987 she was in Murder, She Wrote. There we go.
I live for that.
This was her final role, Creepshow 2. She was also in an episode of Remington Steele playing herself.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, she was in an episode of Heart to Heart again. Dorothy L'Amour has been on the fuck boat.
Yeah. just getting it in.
Yeah. Just lubing it up on the high seas, man. She was an episode of I Spy. Speaking of lubing it up.
what the fuck?
Bill Cosby was in it.
He didn't lube it.
She is in a shit ton of those Road to movies with Bob Hope Bing Crosby. Road to Hong Kong. She was on the Bob Hope Show. Road to Bali. She was in The Greatest Show on Earth, 1952. There are more. Road to Rio. Road to Utopia.
Jesus Christ.
There's more. Road to Morocco. Road to Zanzibar. I think that was the first one. Oh, no, Road to Singapore. I was wrong.
We're officially in the 30s. In the
30s, yeah. Anything worth mentioning? Probably
no, because it's the fucking 30s, dog.
First role was in 1936. Moving on. Holt McCallany, despite having the last name McCallany.
Is it McCallany or McCallany?
McCallany. Played an American, a Native American in this movie.
Yeah.
He was the hair guy. He was just in, well, he's going to be in upcoming, the second part of the new Mission Impossible movie. That's next year. He was just in The Iron Claw. He played Fritz Von Erich.
Yeah.
The Iron Claw. He is in Foundation on Apple TV. I do want to watch that. It's based on an Isaac Asimov, like, series of books, I believe.
Trilogy.
Yes. He was in Nightmare Alley in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Wrath of Man with Jason Statham, also in 2021.
He's in Mindhunter.
19 episodes of Mindhunter.
That show was so good. I'm so sad that it's done.
I never watched it. Never saw it.
We got two seasons and it's just fucking out. Do you know the premise?
It's the guys who figured out how to like track like serial killers for like the
pretty FBI. Much. Yeah.
He had a small part in the Justice League movie in 2017. He was in the Jack Reacher 2016 movie with Tom Cruise. He's in the Sully movie in 2016.
Oh, the one about the guy who landed the plane in the Hudson, right?
Yeah. He's in 5 episodes of Blue Bloods, 2014 to 2015. He had a show on FX called Golden Boy. That was only one season. He was an older retired boxer. Like he was like managing like a younger, like up and coming boxer.
Yeah.
He was in Bullet to the Head with Sylvester Stallone in 2012.
I saw that in the theater.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, hey, we were like,
I'm really, sorry,
Lights really Out. Big, really big action movie fans.
Lights Out is the name of the boxing show, not fucking Golden Boy. That just sounds,
because Golden Boy is Oscar De La Hoya's boxing company.
Yeah. My bad. Let's see. He was in The Losers in 2010. That is a DC movie with like all of the Marvel stars in it. Like Evans is in it. Zoe Saldana's in it.
Yeah.
There might be one or two more. I know Jeffrey Dean Morgan's in it, but he's not a Marvel. Has not been cast in a Marvel movie. He was in Burn Notice for an episode. One episode of CSI. Criminal Minds. There's probably more. Oh, he's in Fight Club. He's in the video game and in the movie. He plays the mechanic in the movie. Men of Honor. Isn't that De Niro submarine movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good movie.
That was a good movie.
Who was it?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yes. Yes.
He's in The Peacemaker in 1997. That's with George Clooney and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, The Advocate's Devil.
Yeah.
That's not the thing.
1997, huh? Weirdly enough, it's the same year as The Devil's Advocate.
Huh. One's a TV movie.
Yeah. He was in the Mike Tyson TV movie in 1995. He played Teddy Atlas.
Oh, shit.
He's in Alien 3. Junior. Yeah. He's in Casualties of War. It was a Michael J. Fox Vietnam movie.
Also good as shit.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I have seen like at least
Sean Penn too.
Yeah.
Right? Is it Sean Penn? No.
Yeah, Sean Penn and Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Don Harvey. He was in this movie as somebody. He is
nice.
Still in things. Nothing really of note. He was just in the Pam and Tommy miniseries. He was Anthony Pelicano. He's like a detective, like a Hollywood like detective.
Mm-hmm.
Or lawyer, maybe. I don't know.
I didn't watch that because I don't care.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Amanda and I watched it. He's in 2 episodes of Better Call Saul. He's an episode of Yellowstone. 14 episodes of The Deuce. That was on HBO. It was like a series about like Times Square in like the 70s. He's in Lethal Weapon, the TV series.
Nope. Yeah. No, thank you.
Mm, gross. let's see. 19 episodes of General Hospital. Blue Blood shows up again. That might be it for the note. Oh, one episode of Justified. Luck, that was another HBO show. That's the one that got canceled because they kept killing horses accidentally. It was a show about horse racing and like...
Oh, so it was real.
Yeah, yeah. Horses kept breaking their legs, yeah. So they'd like put them out of their misery.
It's so weird that the thing that you're trying to replicate does the same thing. That
yeah, has the same effect. Yeah, weird. It's almost like horses shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's in Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker, which was fucking badass.
Yes.
That is a really, really good movie.
Oh, shit, that was all the way back in 2000.
That feels gross, too. I remember watching that for the first time. Oof. He was in the Batman Beyond series, too, for two episodes. Shows up on The King of Queens. He's in The Thin Red Line in 1998. That was that...
good-ass movie.
Yeah, it was
a Come movie. On!
It got a little too artsy for my tastes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... yeah. Terrence Malick was the director, I believe.
Yeah.
Sorry, I am parched. He was also in the 90s Johnny Quest TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Hell yeah.
One episode, 1997. He's also in The Relic in 1997.
I know I've seen that, but I'd be lying if I told you I remember anything about it.
Yeah, yeah. He did an episode, yeah, two episodes of Superman, the animated series. He's in Tank Girl, 1995.
Hell yeah.
Nope, that's not the one I thought it was.
That's not yeah. it, nope.
He's in a movie called Better Off Dead in 1993. Not the movie Better Off Dead that everybody identifies with. Well, not identifies with, but...
A lot of people do.
Yeah, that's true. He was in Hudson Hawk in 1991, Die Hard 2 in 1990, also in Casualties of War, 1989. He's in Eight Men Out in 1988. In an episode of Miami Vice in 88.
Miami Vice. I love Miami Vice.
He's Jesus Christ.
That's a deep fucking cut.
He's in The Untouchables in 1987, which I fucking love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's a, you know, it's like a remake of the TV show, but it's its own.
Yeah, I gotta awesome watch that thing. Again. I gotta
it's
watch
been a
again.
While. Yeah. We're going to move on from there. Actually, no, wait. He was in an ABC After School special. I always like seeing what the topic was.
Oh, shit, yeah.
High school, narc.
Fuck that guy, then.
The plot is 21 Jump Street.
22-year-old police officer poses as a student to find the identity of a drug supplier in an inner-city high school. It is. Wait, hold on. When did 21 Jump Street hit TV? Because this is from 1985.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be around that time. It's got to be, I'm going to say 87.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's later.
Let's see.
Holy shit.
87.
Holy shit.
That's fucking funny. Wow. So 21 Jump Street's based on an after school special. You heard it here,
folks. Yeah. We're learning things together.
Up next, Dean Smith. Not the coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels basketball team. The actor, Dean Smith. Shows up in an episode of Silk Stockings in 1991.
Who the fuck was he in this?
Mr. Kavanaugh and Old Chief Woodenhead.
Oh.
He was in Raw Deal in 86. Shows up in The Fall Guy, Simon and Simon. Did I just forget to delete this guy?
I think so.
It's in The Sugar Land Express, 1974, $6 million man. Yeah.
That's
I
it.
I think
yeah.
I just, Rio Lobo.
Oh, fuck. No, Big Jake. Awesome.
Oh, Big Jake. True yeah. Grit, 1969.
Shit, yeah. No, this guy was in rad shit.
Yeah.
El Dorado.
El Dorado. The Virginian. Wagon Train, McClintock, PT-109, Fuck. Tales of Wells Fargo, Have Gun Will Travel.
McClintock is so good.
The Alamo.
Pork Chop
Hill. Rio Bravo.
He's in a shitload of fucking John Wayne movies is what he is.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. All right. Oh, I'm glad I saved him then. Daniel Beer. He's Randy on the fucking Raft, the pervert.
Yeah. Old touchy Randy.
Yeah, old touchy feely Randy.
He is, in fact, Randy.
Again, is this just they deleted, like forgot to delete? Oh, I'm sorry. This is why I saved him. He's in arguably the greatest movie ever made in 1991. Point Break.
There's not really even a whole lot of argument.
Yeah, no, it's just the greatest movie ever made. Yeah. Hands down. No argument.
Hold on. Tied with Tombstone.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Don't.
Roadhouse, like, close second.
Second, yeah. Yeah. Don't you dare ask me to choose one over the other, though. Yeah. Don't you dare.
Speaking of 21 Jump Street, he played Toad Man in it. One episode.
Was he selling toads?
Probably. Lickable toads.
Yeah.
This was his first role. Huh.
That would explain why he acted so poorly.
Yeah, you're going to be the titty feeler in this movie, kid.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you're paying me for this?
No. And you're going to have hypothermia.
And lastly, Dan Kamen. I saved him just because he is old Chief Woodenhead. He was the guy in the makeup, but he's got some also like notable stuff. He's in Benny and June in 1993.
I love that movie.
He's in Chaplin in 92. Mm-hmm. His first role is in two episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Master Mr. Magic Maker.
That
is alliterative as fuck.
Yeah. That guy sounds like he's touchy-feely.
Yeah.
He's had to move to a different neighborhood. And he has to let people know that he moved
to their neighborhood. Yeah, he has to announce when he moved to their neighborhood, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that'll do it for the Better Known As. Hoo-ha! On to the crapshoot.
God damn, I love this movie.
Yeah, this is just fun. Fucking,
it's popcorn horror. Yeah, it's just straight popcorn.
Yeah, for sure. Now I want to watch From Dusk Till Dawn because
that's showing on IMDb now.
Yeah.
Really, I just want to watch the second half of that movie.
Yeah. I have watched. Amanda and I started watching Shameless. It's a really fucking good show.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm always hesitant because it's a long running show.
Yeah. I think there's maybe seven seasons, maybe more.
I think there's more. I think they got up to like nine or something.
Oh, Jesus. But yeah, I'm liking it so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
I watched a couple of Westerns, like I said.
Oh, all right.
Fistful of Dollars. Like I said, I was watching Joe Kidd earlier today. Man, Fistful of Dollars is so good. But, I mean, it's just a remake of Yojimbo.
Yeah.
Is it's that a Western Yojimbo.
Part of the fucking...
It's a dollars trilogy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's Fistful of Dollars for a few dollars more, and then The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, yeah.
Which
I fucking love that movie.
You know what? It's too damn long. There's so much shit that can be cut out of that movie.
Yeah.
And I...
Hey, Blondie!
Hot take. Hot take coming in. Fistful of Dollars is a better movie.
See, I don't think I've ever seen all of Fistful of Dollars.
Really?
I'm going to have to remedy that, yeah.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah, I've been looking for shit to watch.
Well, you might as well watch old fucking Westerns.
Naked Gun is on
IMDb. Hell yeah.
The water's over there, Frank.
This is Naked Gun too.
I'll take something strong. How about a Black Russian?
I'm so fucking tired.
I'm still surprised we haven't said the one line I thought was guaranteed. I'm going to say it just because
Go ahead.
If I catch the son of a bitch that did it. oh, congratulations, Ed. I heard Edna's pregnant again. Yeah, if I catch the son of a bitch that did it.
Fantastic. Let's see. No, I really didn't.
Yeah, I've been like out of it this past week. I didn't really.
Last night we had some adventures.
We did the Frank Welker Wonder Hour last night.
Yeah,
thanks to those guys for having us on.
Yeah, that was a fucking blast.
Yeah, it was.
Check out when that show drops. We watched Troll with those guys, and yeah, they were as displeased with that movie as we were.
That was definitely a fun chat.
Yeah, that was really, really good time.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't do dick this week, man.
No, I worked and slept.
I am desperately trying to get to the movies to see Godzilla Minus One, Minus Color.
Yeah.
But like, I texted you guys I wanted to go Thursday night.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I need to watch Troll.
You might as well fucking commit Harry Canary.
Yeah. So then we couldn't do it yesterday because we were doing that show. Couldn't do it today, obviously. Like, I want to do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But there's going to be awesome fucking football on all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like,
it's, here's the thing. You can catch highlights of the football game.
That's true. That is true. I think I want to catch like, I think I want to catch like an early showing of it if I can, like 11:45 around there.
Yeah.
Be perfect.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm also really interested in going to see that.
Yeah. You know what? Let's see when it's playing tomorrow.
All right.
All right. All right. All right.
Like, here's some real behind the scenes shit. This is us planning our day tomorrow.
Trying to get Godzilla and football all into the same day.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What are you guys talking about? Rebel Moon?
Yeah. Yeah, it's finally watched it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was good. It's gorgeous, but it's also kind of boring.
Yeah, I understand it's two parts, so maybe that's why. Like,
yeah, I'll definitely check out the second part. Like, yeah. It didn't leave me like, oh, man, this was so shallow and it sucked, but it's right there.
1220 RPX. I need to see that movie again, yeah, and I need to see the black and white version.
Yes, yeah. I'm gonna discuss that with the wife. I don't know if we've got plans tomorrow, but maybe I'll take.
It's gonna be a hard sell. Can I watch Godzilla and football all day?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I can. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Am I capable?
Yeah,
100%.
Absolutely.
Am I allowed?
Yeah. God damn.
That was aggressive.
I had mentioned in the last couple shows I'd been reading that book, Outrageous, by Cliff Nesteroff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dug that book so much, I started reading his first book. It's called The Comedians. The subtitle is like the dirty, like, scoundrels and thieves of comedy.
Yeah.
And it's all about like the relationship with comedy and like fucking like the mob and like
how, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's all just fucking intertwined. Like,
they were
like
so the mob
and like burlesque torn, theaters, yeah, and like they, like how a lot of like, you know, the first comics were all like drug dealers basically. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they would have always been on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. And even the, like, the name Stand Up Comic is like, was a mob like generated fucking name. It doesn't mean somebody standing up delivering comedy. It's like, no, that's like a stand up guy. You know, that's a guy who's like, you know, he's going to like do the job. He's going to fucking, you know, do his job, fucking collect his money and get the fuck out basically. Like,
huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I would have thought it's because they stand up to do their job.
Yeah. No, it's like, yeah, no, he's a stand up guy.
Huh. He's a real good guy. He's a good fella.
Yeah.
If you will.
I'm only like, I read the vaudeville part, and that was about like mostly about how like it was just controlled like by like, it was like a monopoly basically. There were people who controlled like the circuits, and like,
yeah,
if you pissed them off, like you just didn't fucking work.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And then after that, it was like the birth of radio. And now I'm on to like nightclub comics and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Man, I wish I could read books again.
I'm surprised. This book's like 400 and something pages.
Yeah, there's.
I'm gonna get through it though. It's really good.
There is literally nothing stopping me from reading any books, yeah, other than like I just lack the ambition.
Yeah, exactly.
When I get home, like, I just don't want to.
I'm just like, I know I'm not doing, I'm literally just looking at words, but even that's like, I like mentally, I'm so tired. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's fucking stupid. Like, I had, it's just because of these stupid fucking things. Like, I start reading a book and then I'm like, oh yeah, I got a message. Let me check that. Oh, while I'm on my phone, let me check this. Let me check that. Like,
yeah.
It's ruining everything.
I don't think we mentioned this. I got tickets. Well, I told you fucking, I don't think we mentioned on the show. I got tickets to Silver Scream Con, in September.
Yeah.
I'm fucking hyped for that. Thor's going to be going. I think Alex is going to go. I don't know if he got tickets yet or not.
No shit.
It's going to be fucking good. It's in Worcester, Mass. It's only like, I think it's like less than fucking an hour and a half from here.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like hour and a half, hour 45 maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So I
Esquie, he used to drive that all the time.
I am hyped for that, man. That's going to be cool.
Yeah. That would be rad. I haven't seen a guest list for that.
Yeah, like, just based off of, like, I mean, like, Thor sending us pictures last year, like,
yeah,
it was like him and like Tony Todd and like
fucking lit.
Yeah. So I'm assuming it's going to be off the fucking chain again. Like,
yeah. That would be fucking cool.
Ice Nine Kills puts on a concert on Saturday night. I didn't get tickets for the concert. Because I want to come back and do the show that night. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I don't care for their music. I know they put on a good show.
Amanda keeps telling me I'd love it. I'm like, I'm just,
you wouldn't love their music.
Thank you.
Yeah.
there's that study that came out a couple of years ago that says, like, for some reason, like, whatever it is in, you know, like in your brain, like around the age of 33, like your interest in like new music.
Yeah. You stop.
Turns off. It just stops.
Yeah.
And sure enough.
And I fucking hate it.
Yeah. Loved music. Like, I loved like finding new bands and like learning, you know, finding new shit. And like, I couldn't tell you the last new band I listened to. Fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thing is like, now I have to find bands that are like drastically different from shit that I already listened to. Because if I already listen to something and you're in the same, like pretty much the same genre.
Yeah.
Why would I listen to that? I've already got this band.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want something that like adds a new element.
Yeah.
Otherwise it doesn't trigger that like endorphin rush.
Oh man. What else? Anything else? We might be time to wrap it up. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else worth mentioning.
Oh boy. I really don't think so. Like, it's been a plain Jane kind of week.
We might have something cooking. Nothing we can mention yet.
But yeah,
that would be awesome if we could pull that off.
Yeah, there's some irons in the fire right now. Some fingers in some pies, if you will.
And we got two things cooking. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, watch the space, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really got to put some work in to get some shit done for those. But yeah. That's it, really.
That's it.
Like, definitely check out the episode of the Frank Welker Wonder Hour that we're going to be on. I don't remember when that hits.
I don't remember if they told us. I mean, it definitely streamed last night, so it might be up on their Twitch
page. Yeah, it's more than likely up on their Twitch page.
Yeah. Check them out in general.
Yeah, actually just watch their show. Like, they're really fun, entertaining guys. Like, we had such a good time. But they actually do offshoot shows too. Like, there's Ganglion Assembly.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it really is both. Hey, did you see their logo?
Yeah.
It's a lion with like a big brain. Yeah. God damn it.
Bastard. It's supposed to be read and not spoken.
Yeah.
But they've got the Frank Welker Wonder Hour, which is where they go through the entire Frank Welker filmography. You know Frank Welker as the voice of your fucking childhood.
Yeah.
Just all the voice work that he's done is insane. But they also have a comic book show, I believe.
Yeah, they did mention that. Yeah.
And the paranormal
horror, one
show, which, oh shit, he messaged us today. What is that called? Macabre something.
Macabrecast. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited to check that out because that's right in my fucking wheelhouse.
Yeah, I like talking about ghosts and paranormal shit, man.
I listen to shows like that all the time. Like,
yeah.
So I'm gonna Monday morning. I'll throw that on while I'm grinding my life away on stainless steel.
All right. We're going to throw some socials at you, throw you some plugs your way, and we're going to get out of here.
Yeah. No, you can carry on with your evening. But anyway, our website is www.bigdumbmonsterspodcast.com or bigdumbmonsters.com. Same website, different URL. We are on Facebook as Big Dumb Monsters Pod. If you have suggestions for the show, movies we should watch, beer we should drink, you just want to say something to us, like, you know, you want to get in contact with us for any reason, bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com. So we are on Slasher, the all horror social network, which is a really fun community. Like, everybody on there is super cool. We're Big Dumb Monsters Podcast. And you can find us on Steam. We really don't play too many games on there under that account, but hit us up. We'll figure something out. Big Dumb Monsters.
You can check us out on Instagram and Threads at @big_dumb_monsters. You can check us out when we're streaming live every Saturday night, just on not the. Let's try that again. Let's, you know, we're gonna take a time out.
Do over.
We're gonna recollect. You know, we're gonna regroup. You can check us out on YouTube when we stream. Cut. I'm gonna take three.
Yeah.
You can check us out on YouTube when we stream live, not just on Twitch, every Saturday night at 8:15. We are at Big Dumb Monsters on there. We are also at Big Dumb Monsters on Twitch. Make sure to stop by both of those. Hit that subscribe button. If you're on YouTube, like a couple of videos.
Yeah.
It's free. It doesn't hurt.
We're in dire need of subscribers. Like,
whoa, yeah. Fucking ease up, bro. We're not desperate. Well, yeah.
But here's the thing. The more people that subscribe and like, the more the algorithm spreads it across the service, right? So
yeah.
If you guys are helping us out, liking, subscribing, doing all the things, then other people are going to find it, and then they can do it, and then the show just grows exponentially.
And you know what? Do it the old-fashioned way. Tell somebody
about
it.
Tell a friend.
Yeah, just, hey, check this shit out.
Word of mouth is the biggest way for a show to grow.
We're at Big Dumb Monsters on YouTube, at Big Dumb Monsters on Twitch. I think that is all of our things. Yes. Yeah. You can also check us out in 2024, May 4th and 5th. We're going to be at Saratoga Comic Con in Saratoga, New York.
It's like our favorite thing to do.
Yeah. 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 Followed by our like close second favorite thing to do is going to be Mid-Hudson Comic Con. This is August, I think, like 3rd and 4th or 4th and 5th, maybe. It's like one of the first weekends, if not the first weekend in August.
Yeah.
I will be at Tampa Bay Comic Con August 23rd and 20 through August 23rd, 25th. And finally, Saratoga Comic Con again, November. Yep. Yep. Not sure of the dates, but we got a while. We'll get those for you.
Yeah, it's usually like mid-November, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like right before Thanksgiving, usually the weekend before. Might have a few. Like the
19th last time.
Yeah. Ish. Yeah. It's usually like that weekend right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Ooh, pardon me.
I don't think I will.
Nah, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. We might have a few other things popping up across the year. It's turning into a busy year so far.
Yeah.
Could be a big year. We don't know.
Could be awesome.
It could be awesome.
You know what? It's going to be awesome.
No,
it could be big. It's going to be
awesome. It's going to be awesome either way. Yeah. I'm hyped. We have awesome things coming for you. If you like the show, You might like what we have coming. You will. Yeah. But thank you for watching, folks. We're going to say some final words of wisdom and then get the fuck out.
Don't let ghoulies eat your ass.
And never sleep in a deathbed.
Bye.